In the name of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen. Some of you know that I like to raise tomatoes and other plants this time of the year. I battle the bugs and the tomato blight and the bottom end rot and the birds. When we go through periods of drought, as we normally do in July and August, but not this year, I water the plants to try and maintain them, just maintain them. But when it rains, even for 5 minutes during these periods of drought, the rain does more good in 5 minutes than I can do by watering for long periods of time. You see, when it rains, it is the Lord sending the water from the heavens. And when I water the plants, I am putting chlorinated, chemically treated waters on these plants that has been treated to deal with the bacteria of the world. Some of those bacteria are good. But God sends rain to grow the plants of the earth so they will produce their fruit to feed both men and animals. The point of our text from Isaiah is that the Word of God is like the waters from heaven that God sends to the earth. Like the water from heaven, the Word accomplishes what God intends for it to accomplish. It produces fruits, even in sinners like us. It produces fruits of repentance, and fruits of faith. The Word of God that comes to us through Holy Scripture is performative. It does what it says. It accomplishes God's purpose. God's Word produces fruits of repentance and faith. Many years ago, before I became a pastor, we were studying the Gospel of John, chapter 1, one Sunday morning in adult Bible class, and we studied these words. We read them, and here are the words. And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. End of the quote. After Bible class, I asked an older gentleman who was a lifelong Lutheran if Jesus and the Word made flesh are the same. Remember, this is before I became a pastor, and this was many years ago. He said, "I don't know what to tell you about that. I'm going to be blunt and plain with you this morning about those words so that you will know. Jesus Christ and the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ and the Word made flesh are one and the same. The Word that was spoken by God at creation was Christ. The Word dwelled with mankind from that time forward. And at the appointed time, the Word became flesh and lived on earth as the God-man Jesus Christ. God's Word, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Heavenly Father, existed before the world began and was the performative and creative means through whom the world was created. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord endures forever." God's Word is faithful and performative. Isaiah gives us an example of the performative sense of God's Word from our reading in Isaiah 55. So shall my word be, so shall my word be, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God's word of creation created the world and all that is in it, and still maintains the world, even though it is fallen and corrupted by the sin of Adam and Eve. God's word of redemption through Christ continues to do its work as the work of Jesus on the cross speaks forgiveness to the whole world in the gospel. And God's word of sanctification speaks faith into the hearts of those who believe in Christ. Creation, redemption, sanctification, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit at work for you. Only by God's Word is your faith created and sustained by the work of the Holy Spirit. Faith, quoting from Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. The Holy Spirit does not come to you out of nowhere, willy-nilly, by chance. He comes to you through the Word. The Holy Spirit has bound Himself to the Word and to the sacraments. The Word attached to physical elements. Holy God, hidden in a tiny wafer. And Holy God, hidden in a sip of wine in the Lord's Supper. All to forgive your sins and strengthen your faith in the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Does God's Word accomplish what it purposes? Does God's Word produce the fruits of repentance and faith in you? Do you fear, love, and trust in God above all things? Do you repent of your sins? Are you sorry for the things you have done and the things you haven't done? Do you believe the words of absolution that the pastor speaks to you as if Christ Himself? Dear ones, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is faithful and relentless in His pursuit of you. God sent His Son to live in a tabernacle made of flesh, a human body, so that He could be your Savior. And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we have beheld His glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. From John 1:14, the Savior, who is the Word made flesh, suffered and died to pay for your sins. The Savior rose from the dead to give you hope of eternal life. That hope of eternal life, resurrected life, is the only hope that exists in a world ruled by the despair caused by sin, death, and the devil. God's Word, who is Jesus Christ, endures forever. His Word is living and active in the world, even now. God's Word never returns to Him void, that is, without effect. For the believer, the Word produces fruits of repentance and faith. For the unbeliever, he rejects those words. Many times in our Christian life, you and I are given the opportunity to talk about Christ with someone. We oftentimes share by telling them in our own words what Christ means to us. That's okay. But it seems like when we get in these discussions, it's like two people trying to out-talk each other. Our sharing is like when I water my tomato plants. It just isn't the same as when God waters His tomato plants by raining on them. When I water them, it's a poor effort compared to what God does when He waters His plants. The person you share with about Christ is God's child, not your child. God knows what is best for him and has provided for him from His Word, from Holy Scripture. Share God's Word from Holy Scriptures with others. Do your best to get them into the Scriptures and the confessions that are based on the Scriptures. God's Word will produce fruits of repentance and faith. The law accuses and produces repentance. The gospel of forgiveness produces faith, hope, and love. We have this sure and certain promise from God. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to be empty, but it shall accomplish that for which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.